Today is Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Megan Lynch. Medical care delayed. St. Louis County Council members hit pause on about $2.8 million in funding for the jail.
Substitute bill number one for bill number 72.
The council held off on nearly $2.9 million for inmate medical care. The jail's new acting director, Tim Ware, warned a lapse would not just affect those behind bars.
A lapse in funding could cause police officers to have to use hospitals to get medical approvals before the initial intake of their prisoners in the jail. And this could cause delays for the officers to be back on the street, overcrowd hospitals, and take officers off the street when they should be answering calls.
The money would cover contracted medical staff and care inside of the jail. Chair Rita Days moved to hold the bill on final passage. It could come back before the council. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The St. Louis County Health Director has been waiting since April to receive $2.8 million to fund 23 contracted positions to provide care for detainees at the County Justice Center. The council made earlier cuts this year to the budget. Dr. Kanika Cunningham.
Individuals who are at the jail, it's their right to have access to health care. I don't think they understand it as a county council. I don't think they are prioritizing it. Quite frankly, I don't think they care. And I think that this is unfortunate because we're talking about individuals. For some people, this is the first time they've actually received health care. We start people on their blood pressure medications. People are diagnosed with diabetes. We manage their, any respiratory illnesses, especially for substance use. We treat so many individuals with a substance use disorder. And for most people, unfortunately, coming to the jail is their first connection to health care.
Cunningham tells KMOX the county council changed the entire budget process.
They introduced new resolutions and ordinances to, make this process even more complicated. One thing that I've shared is that all of my options I have, it requires a transfer request before the county council, which requires their approval.
75% of the detainees at the jail are African American, something Cunningham says, quote, is yet another disproportionate impact on Black health in St. Louis County.
An aldermanic committee advanced a bill allocating $2.5 million of unspent ARPA dollars toward the water division. The vote comes just days after a large sinkhole opened up underneath I-44, shutting down the stretch of the highway for at least a week. The bill's sponsor, Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer, says investing in fixing the water mains will help save money by requiring fewer emergency repairs.
So there's less emergency repairs, more planned, scheduled maintenance that will ultimately cost people of St. Louis less money and also result in less issues that cause delays and just unfathomable amounts of problems for everyone else.
Schweitzer says the water division needs $700 million in repairs, and getting them every dollar they can helps. A man known to frequent Shaw Park Aquatic Center accused of molesting children there, Brendan Tucker, arrested Monday, charged with two counts of second-degree child molestation. KSDK-TV reports it comes after two children at the park told a lifeguard that Tucker inappropriately touched them through their swimsuits. Clayton police believe there may be more victims and urge anyone with information to call the Clayton Police Department's Detective Bureau. 291 years. That's the sentence a St. Louis County judge handed down yesterday to a Baldwin man convicted of raping seven women. 30-year-old Yahya Mali met his victims on a dating app, then assaulted them at his apartment near Vlasis Park. Two of the women were in court to watch, one of them saying it felt like finally closing a chapter of a book she never chose to open.
It's hard for a victim to come forward. And these women came forward anyway. They used their voice, the power of their voice, to say this isn't okay. Something has to be done.
Prosecuting attorney Melissa Price-Smith says it's the longest sentence she's ever seen. Molly's attorney says he will appeal. Today, the St. Louis City Police Department will vote on whether to give command staff raises, potentially sparking a budget crisis for the city.
If enacted, these raises, some as high as 20%, would trigger matching raises for the St. Louis City Fire Department's command staff, forcing the city to redo their budget ahead of the July 1st deadline. Police spokesman Mitch McCoy says a board president, Chris Saraceno, is steadfast with the difference in pay between sergeant and lieutenant barely above 1%.
We have sergeants that make $97,000 a year, and our lieutenants make $98,000.
At the last meeting, Mayor Kara Spencer received a two-week delay to allow the city more time to calculate the raise's impact on their budget. A city spokesman says Chief of Staff Casey Milberg spoke over the phone with Commissioner Sonia Jenkins-Gray on June 9th and said Budget Director Paul Payne had not finished his assessment at that time. Messages reviewed by KMOX show multiple attempts by Commissioner Jenkins-Gray to schedule a meeting between the city and the board. Those text messages went unanswered by Milberg, with McCoy saying no meeting was had. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
And the vote on that raise comes today at 4. The public will also be allowed to comment after the vote.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.